The Lord be with you.
Welcome
to Peace Lutheran Church, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship here at Peace. I remember going to church when I was younger, and maybe I can get into the mind of you this morning a little bit. I can remember some Sundays I was like, man, the preacher really, that spoke to me. I can remember Sundays where I was like, you know, the topic today, it really didn't speak to me. And so I understand how sometimes that can happen when you attend church. I get it. I've been in your seat before. Well, today, I think today's topic hits everybody. Does anyone have a problem with waiting? I think we do. We all struggle with waiting. Think about these statistics before you point at someone and hit them. On average, the average person spends 270 days of their life waiting in line or in traffic. How about this one? One-third of your life, one study says one-third of your life is waiting, and another study says 4 to 5 hours of every day you're waiting. That doesn't sound fun, does it? What we're going to find out today is that God's got a different view on what waiting is all about, and we'll be inspired to hear about how he has something always good for us after we wait especially for him and his answer to our prayers and our circumstances in life. Before we begin, just a few announcements to share with you. I know there might be some others that have announcements to share. The first is confirmation tonight begins. Just a reminder to parents and youth, we're gathering at 7 o'clock in the Fellowship Hall at Peace, and we're going to take a few minutes to connect our youth with their seasoned veteran. If you are a seasoned veteran, you want to be here also at 7 p.m. for that connection. And then also, just a couple notes about next Sunday. Next Sunday, we are beginning our offering of healing services. We have that each first Sunday of every month at 9 o'clock here in the sanctuary. It's not a fancy or a full service by any means. It's just an opportunity. Not just, it's an opportunity to uplift one another in prayer and to claim God's promises if we're going through a troubled time. So that's next Sunday. Our elders will be here. And Pastor, we are ready and wanting to pray for you during the healing service. And then lastly, I don't know if Oscar's going to mention this, next Saturday is our men's breakfast at 8:30. It's a hearty breakfast served at 8:30, and we're usually done no longer than 10 o'clock. So, and he's assured us that that does not conflict with any football games. So that cannot be an excuse. Other announcements to share. Kay?
Just reminding you about baskets again, if you're not sure what I'm talking about. It's in your bulletin. And I also put some flyers out in the narthex that you can take if you like. If you're not sure what kinds of things you might put in a basket, you can bring them in a paper bag and just label it, and I'll pick it up here at church, either in the kitchen or in the office, anytime. And I'm ready to collect those anytime. A couple of things you might want to think about when you purchase stuff for your basket. One of the great places to buy gourmet things is places like Ross's and TJ Maxx. If you buy things, though, make sure that you always check the expiration date. We don't want to put anything in a basket that has an expiration date, you know, food that's expired. And let's see, I think there was one more thing, but I don't remember.
I just want to remind the ladies that this Thursday at 1 o'clock is Guild. And the second thing is that I'm starting a prayer chain in our church. And if you would like to be a part of the prayer chain, to please sign up for that. I want us to be known as a praying church and to support one another in that way. And the newsletter put the address in. It's Prayer Chain at Peace. Prayer chain, peaceprayerchain@gmail.com. And you'll just sign your name up, and then every week you will receive in your email the prayers that have been lifted up. And we'd like for you to get involved in that if you want to.
And Miss Lindy.
Good morning, everybody. I'm asking for volunteers for the blood drive that's going to be here at Peace on the 17th. I know that some people have volunteered before, and I've talked to a couple this morning who said they would come. It starts about 1 o'clock till about 5, but it would be helpful if someone was here before that to help move tables. And the other thing is homemade cookies. This blood drive here at Peace is known for its homemade cookies. So if people could start bringing them anytime on Friday before 1 o'clock, that would be helpful. And see me if you have any questions. Thank you.
Great. I am texting right now, by the way. Someone just shot me a prayer request via text. They're not able to be here this morning. The amazing part of technology. I'm a victim of my generation. I also want a couple other things to share. We have a very special person visiting us here this morning. Lisa Ruppel. Lisa Herring is here. Lisa, sorry to put all the attention on you. Lisa, yeah, Lisa's right over here. Lisa, stand up just a second. I'm sorry. Lisa is, of course, Pastor Herring's daughter and George's daughter. George's daughter, of course, both of them, yeah. And great to see you, Lisa. I'm glad you came, stayed to be with the Peace congregation. The Herring family is very beloved here at Peace, for sure. I'm so glad you're here this morning. Yes. The other thing to share with the congregation is that the choir is going to be at a different place. It's not going to be at right after the children's message. Because it's speaking to communion, we're going to sing it right before the words of institution. Nothing that you need to do, just a note about our worship as we begin here this morning.